This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Just reminiscing, realize it was 20 years ago, right about now, we were all freaking out about Y2K. Satellites were going to fall out of the sky. Our Blackberries were going to stop working. Your cell phone was going to reset, thinking it was 1900, and none of it happened. Boy, where do the years go? Some days I long for 1999 and 89 and 79 and 69. All right, enough of that. Scientists now say smart people pick up music quicker. Whether it's learning an instrument, a new instrument, or a song, they say the ability to learn varies by individuals. But super smart people are faster and have better success. So if you think about it, musical geniuses are probably just geniuses to start. That new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, opens this week. Twitter users have been celebrating Mr. Rogers with hashtag Mr. Rogers taught me tweets like how to be a human being, the importance of kindness, that it's okay to be nice, friendly, caring, and most important, inclusive. To change my shoes when I come home. That sweaters are cool. That loving someone means accepting them for who they are. That your imagination can be used for anything. And that puppets can be creepy. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, here's proof we all need to slow down. Word out, 30% of respondents say they actually enjoyed getting sick from time to time. Why? Because it allows them to take a break from the stress of their lives. 40% of those surveyed said being sick gives them time to focus on themselves and permission to slow down. 39% said catching a cold allows them to finally catch up on some much-needed sleep. And speaking of needing to de-stress, a new survey of workers found 80% said they feel happier when they work out. However, most say they didn't have time or energy to do it. Yeah. 48% said they're so busy with work they don't have any time to exercise. 51% of respondents said sitting at their desk for 8 hours drains all the energy out of them. And 60% say they're just too tired after work to even think about it. Well, I can relate. Maybe after a nap. Remember yesterday I talked about a guy who's been wearing shorts for 18 years and will until his team wins a game. Well, at 0-10, the Bengals are the NFL's only winless team, and 6 weeks ago, one fan was so fed up, he decided to live on his roof. Until they win, he stays up there 23 hours a day, even eats up there. Says he only leaves the roof to shower. Let's assume he goes down to use the bathroom as well, but he didn't mention that. Word out, listening to 78 minutes of music a day helps us maintain good mental health. But you can still get therapeutic results from only 11 minutes, and just 5 minutes can boost our happiness. Well, all right then. Listen away. Get happy. Want to ask you to consider becoming a partner or continuing to be a partner with We Care in the Name of Christ and First Assembly of God Church. A long-standing tradition of helping families in need through Christmas Hope. The goal is to make Christmas a special time for kids who are at risk and underprivileged. Every year, First Assembly of God and We Care get together to coordinate and distribute toys for surrounding area families. Things like stuffed animals, hats, mittens, stocking stuffers, crafts, family games, and more are collected, recipients are cleared through DHS and We Care, and all given away to needy families just in time for Christmas. You can help by either placing a collection box in a prominent place at your business to encourage your employees and patrons to donate. By the way, everything stays local. Or you can donate a toy or give a cash contribution. If you'd like more information, contact Susie Lloyd Price, Project Coordinator, at christmashope@wecare-inc.org. christmashope@wecare-inc.org. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Knucklehead News now out of Kentucky, where a guy won a 3-year court battle over his request for a personalized license plate after a judge ruled that he should be allowed to display "I'm God" on his state-issued plate. Benny Hart, who describes himself as an atheist, applied for the vanity plates in 2016, but the DMV said no. It was not in good taste, would create the potential of distraction to other drivers on the road. Hart took them to court, battled the state for 3 years until a judge last week ruled state went too far in denying his request and that his vanity plates are free speech. It's protected by the First Amendment. He will definitely get a lot of attention on the road. That's the Daily Buzz. Send buzzable things like that to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop them off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. You can also copy and paste a link on our Facebook page. Check that regularly. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website. Also, all the great podcasting outlets, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play. Even Alexa will play them for you. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Say it with me. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.